Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your resident ADHD enthusiast and spiritual seeker, back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today we're diving into something that might seem a little counterintuitive, especially for us neurodivergent wonders. Gratitude. You know, that whole focusing on the good stuff instead of obsessing over what's missing. I get it, sometimes those shiny objects out there can be super distracting, right? But trust me, cultivating gratitude is like hitting the reset button on your brain, a spiritual superpower that can change your entire perspective. Think about it. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing after something just out of reach, never quite satisfied with what you have? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize you're comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reel? Yeah, we've all been there. That constant yearning for more can be a real soul drain, but here's the secret. True happiness and fulfillment come from appreciating what's already in your life, not from chasing after an elusive future. So how do we actually cultivate this magical thing called gratitude? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have been game changers for me. 1. Mindful moments. Instead of letting your mind race to the next to-do or yearning for something else, take a few moments throughout your day to truly savor the present moment. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or simply appreciate the smell of freshly brewed coffee. These small, mindful moments can ground you and help you shift your focus from lack to abundance. 2. The Gratitude Journal. This one's a classic for a reason. Every night before bed, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even just a good night's sleep. 3. Reframe your thoughts. When those negative thought patterns creep in, challenge them. Instead of saying, I wish I had that, try rephrasing it as I appreciate what I already have. It might feel awkward at first, but with practice, it becomes easier to shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. 4. Celebrate the wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project? Make a healthy meal? Ace a tough conversation? Give yourself a high five. These wins are proof that you're capable and deserving of joy. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about appreciating the beauty in the messiness of life. We all have challenges, but even in those tough times, there are always things to be grateful for. Maybe it's the support of loved ones, a sunny day, or simply the strength to keep going. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a forest. Your mind is buzzing with thoughts, errands to do, deadlines looming, that weird stain on your favorite shirt. But as you stop to breathe in the fresh air and listen to the birdsong, you start to notice the vibrant green leaves, the sunlight filtering through the branches, the soft earth beneath your feet. Suddenly, you feel a sense of peace wash over you. This is what gratitude can do. It allows you to see the world with new eyes, appreciating the simple beauty that surrounds us. It's like when I finally started accepting my ADHD as a part of who I am, not something to be ashamed of or constantly trying to fix. Sure, there are days when my brain feels like it's running on overdrive, but instead of fighting against it, I've learned to work with it and embrace my hyperfocus and creativity. And guess what? That shift in perspective has made all the difference. So, how about you? Take a moment right now to think about 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's your cozy bed, a delicious cup of tea, or even just the fact that you woke up today feeling alive. Hold on to those feelings and remember them throughout the day. You can do this. Spread the love, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words, leave a review if you're feeling extra generous, and let's continue this conversation on social media. Join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until then, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.